From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is appealing to Republican congressional leaders to build on the bipartisanship evident in the lame duck session of Congress and work together with the administration to bolster the U.S. economy. Republicans are set to take control of the House this week, and they'll have added strength in the Senate as well. But speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, the president says he's confident GOP lawmakers will recognize that Congress and the White House have a joint responsibility to deliver jobs for the American people. NPR's Scott Horsley says the latest readout on the employment picture comes out this week.
Recent economic indicators have been generally positive, with the exception of housing. When December jobs numbers come out on Friday, PNC economist Stuart Hoffman thinks the unemployment rate will dip just a bit to 9.7%.
It never goes in a straight line. Over the next 12 months, though, we do think we can see the unemployment rate drop by about half to three-quarters of 1%, and that would be consistent with about 2 million more people hopefully working at the end of 2011.
Analysts think the economy added just over 1 million jobs this past year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Seven insurance companies are suing Toyota. NPR's Paul Brown reports they're seeking to recover money paid out in connection with crashes that they blame on unintended acceleration in Toyota vehicles.
The runaway acceleration issue has prompted Toyota's biggest recalls in years, if not ever. Toyota has redesigned some driver-side floor mats and altered gas pedals. It says it's never found any electronic issue. But the seven insurance companies say data reveal connection to uncontrollable acceleration in 725 crashes. They want monetary awards related to 14 U.S. crashes. They say Toyota should have had an override system to prevent unintended acceleration. Toyota says no known vehicle defect has caused cars to accelerate out of control. It says the lawsuits have no merit. The company has paid millions of dollars to the family of four people killed in one crash of a runaway Lexus. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has arrived in the capital of southern Sudan for meetings in advance of a referendum for independence there, and he says he's ready to welcome southern Sudan as a new country if that's the outcome. The BBC's Will Ross says hundreds of supporters of independence turned out to greet him.
And an extraordinary sight as this convoy of white 4x4 vehicles, one of them containing President Bashir, makes its way through this crowd of people that have come to the airport, and everybody holding up signs calling for separation, for secession, for the south of Sudan to break away. Of course, President Bashir himself is in favor of a united Sudan, but today he's getting a very strong message here in the south, as if he didn't know already, that the south wants to go its own way.
The BBC's Will Ross reporting. This is NPR News. In Pakistan, the governor of the country's powerful Punjab province has been shot to death by one of his own security guards. Rasul Baksh Rice, political science professor at Lahore University, says it's the biggest political blow to the country since the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto 3 years ago.
It is a very sad occasion in Pakistan that it is for the second time that we have lost enlightened, very progressive, modernist leaders.
Pakistan's interior minister says the guard has told police he killed the governor because he had spoken out against Pakistan's controversial blasphemy law. Iran has invited diplomats from Russia, China, and a number of European nations to visit Iran's nuclear facilities this month, but NPR's Peter Kenyon says the U.S. was not invited.
State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley told the New York Times that the U.S. was not included in Iran's invitation, which he described as a ploy to distract attention away from the demands of the international community that Tehran convinced the world that it is not pursuing nuclear weapons. The next round of nuclear talks has tentatively been agreed for Istanbul in late January, but no date has been confirmed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck says he appreciates being named most valuable player in last night's Orange Bowl game, but he says some of his teammates were just as deserving of the honor.
You look at Kobe Fleener's performance, three touchdown catches by a tight end, you know, that's impressive in its own right. So many MVPs on this team, so it is very humbling as well to take that trophy.
The Stanford junior threw four touchdown passes to pace the Cardinal to a 40-12 win over Virginia Tech. Luck is likely to be the top pick in the NFL draft this spring if he decides to make himself available. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR